I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is a Studio 2 Extra. A leaked Signal group chat involving Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Vice President J.D. Vance, and other top Trump officials has raised serious concerns on Capitol Hill. Reporting from the editor of The Atlantic shows that the unsecured messages disclose targets and timing of a military attack, prompting bipartisan calls for an investigation. I spoke with Pennsylvania Congresswoman Chrissy Houlihan, a Democrat who sits on the House Intelligence and Armed Services Committees, the day after she questioned top officials about the breach.
It's striking that, first of all, that this kind of conversation is happening on something like Signal. This is not a secure channel for any kind of conversation to be happening. And the fact that you've got a significant number of President Trump's cabinet on this open line, so to speak, is alarming to begin with. But secondly, some of the content of that chat is very alarming because it contained weapon systems, times, targets, the kinds of things that should be shared on what's called high side systems, meaning classified systems, and never, ever, ever, ever should be shared in these kinds of places like Signal.
So Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and President Trump, they have both downplayed the national security risk that this group chat posed. And as someone who sits on the House Committee on Intelligence, the Armed Forces Committee, and a former Air Force officer, what's your response to this downplay?
That's nonsense. And they know better. All of us know better than that. You know, here in Washington, many of us have carried these kinds of clearances. I carried top secret clearances, was first given them in the 1980s, actually, late 80s. And I also grew up in a household of people who carried top secret SCI clearances, which is compartmented clearances. When I was a little girl, my father had a red phone underneath his bed that connected him directly to the Secretary of Defense for just such kind of conversations in the 70s. When I was a young professional, I knew exactly where and how I should communicate these kinds of things and was given the equipment and tools, even in the 90s, to do those things. These guys have the methods and means to be able to communicate at that level, this sort of information. And anytime you're talking about targeting and timing, as well as weapon systems, you are talking in a classified way, either secret or otherwise. And so I think this is an absolute obfuscation on the part of the administration to say that there's nothing to see here. They know better. This is a violation of security protocol. And in addition, by using something like Signal, which disappears, it's a violation of the law at a different level because we have an obligation to preserve communications in our government for the public to be able to see them at later dates.
You know, the definition of what is classified material, it comes up a lot as a defense of what was contained in this messages. Like, right, they're saying this wasn't necessarily classified. So can you explain a little about the relevance here and who and how things get classified so that regular folks really understand the importance of it?
You know, there is an argument here in terms of who's classifying what, whether it's the DOD or whether it's the National Security Organizations and the DNI, which is the sort of defense, the head of all of the intelligence community agencies in our country. There's 18 of them. Any time that you're talking about something like this, as I mentioned, something that relates to targeting, something that relates to timing and to the weapon systems, that definitely is a trigger mm-hmm. for the fact that this is likely at a minimum at the secret level of information. And if you have a chance to look at the Signal chat, it has exact time, it has exact weaponry, and it names a target. It doesn't name the target explicitly by geolocation, but it actually speaks about a specific target that is in his girlfriend's home. At a minimum, that's telling all of the people who are the bad guys to duck. And it's also telling all the people who are the bad guys who have weapons that will shoot us out of the sky and have done that successfully to aim, to look to aim at us. And that puts our men and women who are in uniform at risk, at risk of losing their lives. And that's why these kinds of things are classified.
Yeah. And so, you know, the House Committee on Intelligence, of which you are a member, held a hearing Tuesday and Wednesday, and you had the opportunity to question Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard and CIA Director John Ratcliffe. What did you ask them and what did you learn?
So I was at that point and still enormously frustrated because, as I've mentioned, we're all professionals here and we all know what happened is wrong. So I'm asking for them for some amount of accountability, for some amount of investigation, for some amount of reform at a minimum. Director Gabbard has the responsibility, if she sees any sort of leak at all in any of those 18 organizations that she's got purview over, to report that sort of a leak. So here she is, literally the head of the organization, and she was in that chat chain that she has an obligation to investigate. She's hopelessly conflicted, I believe, because she's one of the people in the chat room itself. But that means that she has an obligation to offload it to some other independent group or person that can investigate in that. And so far, we have heard no contrition. We've heard no one who said anything was wrong, nothing to see here. And that's ridiculous at a minimum. And at a maximum, it's possibly completely illegal and impeachable.
Yeah. And by the way, many people have called for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to step down. I understand that you are one of those people. And I believe Mike Waltz was the one who has taken responsibility for the group chat and for accidentally adding Jeffrey Goldberg to that group chat. Why target Hegseth? And I ask you this question because the president himself has said, look, Hegseth had nothing to do with this. This was all Waltz.
Yeah, again, that's a complete red herring here. You know, we're not fighting about whether or not a reporter was let into the room, the chat room. That's a complete distraction. What we're fighting about is that there was an active chat going on with classified information shared by Mr. Hegseth, Secretary Hegseth. He's the one who put that into the chat room. And so, yes, you can absolutely argue that there may be a culpability from other people who are in that room, because at any point in time, any number of them should have said, hey, guys, knock it off. Let's take this to the high side. Let's talk about this somewhere else. And none of them did. None of them took that responsibility. But at a minimum, Hegseth is the one who shared that information, that targeting information. And he, as a consequence, should be held accountable. I'll go backwards, though, on Mr. Waltz. Mr. Waltz has said, he did say he was responsible, but he has since subsequently said that he's engaged Mr. Musk to investigate how this person got added to the room. That's dumb. We all know how people get added to chat rooms. He added the person to the chat room. That's how that happened. And so again, even he, who started by saying I created that chat room, is now backing off of any responsibility that he may have.
Is there an argument that the buck stops with the defense secretary?
Honestly, the buck stops with the president. Every buck stops with the president, and this in the executive branch, at least. But I think that there are many, many places to aim your ire. And one in particular is in the person who shared information that should not have been shared in that room at all.
Yeah. And I want to switch gears a little bit, because another issue that came out in the text is the anti-Europe sentiment expressed there. We have Vice President Vance, other top Trump officials. And in that chat, Vance expressed frustration with the airstrike plans because it would help Europe more than the U.S. And at one point, Hegseth replies, quote, I fully share your loathing of European freeloading. How is Europe responding? And do you think this coming out is going to impact our relationship with those countries that have been our allies for years, and specifically with regard to sharing intelligence and other cooperative efforts?
1,000% this affects things radically with our allies. Let's talk just first about Europe and NATO, which is where the conversation in that chat room was aimed. You can bet that our allies are really unhappy with us right now and are making moves not only on a defense side of things, but also on an economic side of things to separate themselves from us in remarkable ways that we haven't seen in the 80 or so years that have transpired since NATO was formed and since the World War II ended. This does us no good, no favors, because not only is NATO tweaked and as a consequence, we are less safe and we have obligations to those allies, but also everyone else in the world who is watching how we behave with our supposed friends is also, you know, observing this and making notes. And it's just a colossally stupid idea to walk away from your friends and to malign them. And now all of those guys know what we say about them behind their backs, too, apparently.
Yeah. And do you think this could affect our intelligence? You know, the sharing relationship there.
Yes. You know, we can't all be in all places. And when an ally or anybody doesn't feel as though that they're being honored, it is absolutely not in their best interest, they probably feel, to continue that relationship, that exchange of relationship and that friendship. Similarly, I know that when we have environments where we can't keep classified information classified, people in the intelligence community are also going to be less likely to share that information with the people who were in that room, as well as the people like me who are in the intelligence committee. And that's very, very concerning, because then we end up having a dysfunctional system. 9/11 is a good example of when we weren't talking to each other, and when there were silos of information because people didn't trust each other or didn't have the systems to be able to communicate with one another. Visualize that on a scale that's beyond our nation and is global. And that's why we are more vulnerable when we are more siloed and more isolated.
Yeah, and you mentioned the obligation to investigate. And today, bipartisan leaders of the Senate Armed Services Committee, they've requested an inspector general investigation into that signal chat group leak. And many Democrats and others are also calling for an investigation as well. What do you hope to learn from an investigation? And what questions do you think still need to be answered?
So first of all, I'm heartened to see that the Senate has asked for that bipartisanly, and that's really, really important. I'm hoping that an investigation will happen. I'm hoping that people in our community will understand that this is not a partisan issue at all. This is an issue of national security, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to find ways to make sure this never happens again and to do the right thing and investigate it.
Yeah, and what do you hope to learn from that investigation? What do you hope comes out of it?
I need to understand whether there's more chat rooms to be found, there's more kind of behavior like this that needs to be uncovered. I've long been an advocate of more training in the executive branch as well as in the legislative branch where I sit. When I came to Congress, I was stunned that people here in Congress, when they're elected, get an automatic top secret clearance with no background check and with no training. And so as part of this investigation, I hope that it brings forward the fact that maybe some of this behavior is because people just don't understand what they literally have in their hands and how dangerous it is and how they need to hold it, you know, in such a high esteem and high regard that we aren't leaking it to other people.
And my last question to you is, do you think they just didn't know? I mean, this is a new administration.
No. Mr. Waltz served in the Army, just like I served in the Air Force. He 100% knows what he had and what he should be doing. Secretary Hegseth as well, part of the military. It's beaten into us. I mean, in some cases, literally beaten into us what we do with this kind of information. Tulsi Gabbard was in the military as well. These are not people who have as the excuse that I just got here and I don't know what I'm doing. They 100% know exactly what they were doing, and they know they were wrong.
Yeah, and you said if it had been you, you would have handed in your resignation.
I would have resigned.
Yeah.
I would have absolutely have marched in my resignation, because I would have expected to be relieved of duty. And I would also have been expecting to be possibly prosecuted through the Uniform Code of Military Justice in the case of when I was in the military, or through any number of these laws that I think are broken, including some of the Espionage Materials Acts.
That was Congresswoman Chrissy Houlihan, a Democrat who represents Chester County and parts of Berks County. This has been a Studio 2 Extra. You can listen to Studio 2 live on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at noon on WHYY 90.9 FM and streaming on WHYY's YouTube channel. Our show is produced by Debbie Builder, Paige Murray Bessler, and Andreas Copes. Al Banks engineered today's Studio 2 Extra. From WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Cherry Gregg. Thanks for listening.